Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
This is The Burt Show.
Look at the resume I just recently received from Abby Murphy.
I got a little nervous. I was like, whose resume is trying to take your spot? And it's me. All
right, we'll get to that in just 1 second. Look, we need diapers. We need diapers desperately.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with my retirement.
The timing is pretty epic about the diapers.
You're going to need diapers pretty soon.
At some point, sure.
All right. You might remember a couple years ago, we did the diaper drive for Helping Mamas to fill their warehouse. Helping Mamas is the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. And they put baby supplies and items such as diapers in the hands of parents who need the assistance, right? And I mean you guys... We had a goal we wanted to hit. You far surpassed that goal. You collected over 50,000 diapers, and that meant the entire Burt Show had to take a picture while wearing an adult diaper. We did it, and it was awesome. So now that we're a couple years removed, Helping Mamas reached out to me, and Jamie Lackey, who's the CEO, she's like, girl, it is a tough year for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. Our warehouse is looking bleak, especially diapers of larger sizes. We just aren't able to fulfill the needs, and we could really use the Burt Show's help if you guys would be willing to join the diaper drive again. And of course, I was like, you all are the ones doing the Lord's work. Absolutely, we would love to do this. Brought it to the show. Once again, everybody was on board to up the ante. If we collect 75,000 diapers, we will put our butts on a billboard wearing diapers to address the issue that is diaper need in this country and in Georgia. And to make it a little more fun, I'm like, who wants to see us in diapers on a billboard? But if we're holding cute babies. So you can now sign up to have your baby go on the billboard at theburtshow.com. The only problem is the billboard isn't happening unless we collect 75,000 diapers. Right. And to those of you that have already donated, God bless you. Thank you very much. You are helping out tremendously. Stephanie from Helping Mamas is giving me updates every day on where our team stands. And as of right now, we have collected 5,426 diapers, which means we only have 69,574 to go.
Look, maybe the people are speaking. They don't want to see us on a billboard. So maybe it would be more motivating to say we're going to go up on a billboard.
Yeah.
Unless you donate 75,000, then we won't go up. Maybe that's what they're screaming at us right now.
That's such a genius idea. I don't think you should retire.
I thought you were about to say the people are speaking and they don't want to help the babies.
No, I know they do. And I know times are tough and it's uncertain, which is why nonprofits have felt that pain this past year. So, but I mean, that is currently where we stand. So we're just going to keep pushing. And we're just going to keep hoping that we get some more donations. And anybody out there, I have a friend that I've reached out to. I'm hoping she can pull through big. I don't want to jinx it, so I'm just going to wait. But
you're sounding desperate.
I am.
We're desperate right
you
now.
I did a video last night in my Insta story where I'm like, the videos of me pleading for diapers isn't working. So I went to a friend's house to hold her baby to take a video to solicit for diapers because I'm like, I'm holding a cute baby. Oh, and then my son. Of course, he is me because heaven forbid somebody else be the center of attention. He was not having me holding Joni. He needed to be in the video. So, you know.
He said, okay, put a diaper on. You can be on as many videos as you want, Jimmy.
I did an Insta story with two adorable children making a plea for diapers. Now, 5,426, that's nothing to scoff at. I am very proud of what we've done thus far. We may have bit off a little more than we can chew.
Maybe the number was so astronomical at first where people are like, they're never going to make that, so I'm not even going to
guess that
what? Kind of thing.
They're right.
Yeah. It turns out you guys were right again. We're laughing because it hurts.
So technically, this wraps up on Friday. So just know, behind the scenes, helping mamas. I'm working on an extension to give us just a little bit more extra time, and I'm working on some connections that can hopefully fulfill like a big portion of the need.
Are we not making it easy enough to donate, like online? Is there something we're doing differently this year?
No, it's the same thing we did. It's the exact same thing we did.
Okay, so you just go to thebirdshow.com. You can donate right there.
You go to thebirdshow.com. You click the link, and it literally takes you right to the Burt Show team page where, and it's all done. Helping Mamas is the one that has set it up. It's tax deductible. So you go there, you purchase the diapers, it immediately gets sent to Helping Mamas in their warehouse. It's pretty easy.
Okay. It's as easy as it was last year. Okay. All right, Abby, let's talk about your dooming unemployment.
You don't want to talk about my resume? You brought up my resume at the beginning of this break.
I haven't taken a look at it yet.
Oh.
It came in at 6:30 this morning.
Has the rest of the radio industry not taken a look at it yet? Except for one job.
We literally broke this yesterday. Yesterday. It's been 24 hours.
I know. So you want to talk about the story? You don't want to talk about my resume?
I don't want to talk about your resume. Okay. I want to talk about your mom's plan for your new career.
Yeah, because my mom saw me join this dying industry, and she decided to let me know that she wants me to join another one the second that this is over. So, of course, this has been on my mind since we started talking about it months and months ago. So the whole retirement thing and me being unemployed is a shock, but not a shock, just because it's something I've kind of mentally prepared for the last couple of months. And talking to my mom about it, she's like, I have the perfect plan for you, because her dream is for our entire family to end up in some compound in Tampa. Mm. And so for me, her plan is that she wants me to put down the mic and pick up a pen, a pencil, a typewriter, if you will. And she wants me to go into writing full time. She wants me to move back home, live in her basement, and become the next great American author.
Well, to be fair, you do Yeo Gossip here on the show, and you write all of those, and you are a very talented writer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's just so funny to see where people think your life is going to go from the outside, because I came on the show a couple years ago, and I feel like the word I kept using over and over about myself is that I'm a very self-aware and objective person. I feel like I know myself very well. I feel like I can see how other people see me. And seeing my mom put this dream in my head that the next, I don't know, however many years I have left on this earth, she doesn't want me to chase after this radio thing that's been going pretty well. She wants me to move back home and sit in front of a computer. And it's interesting because it's something that like I had maybe considered or thought about, but I'm like, it's weird at 28 wanting stability so much in my life. Moving to Atlanta was a really difficult move for me, and I didn't expect it to be whatsoever. And there's so much about this transition in my life that is less about the job ending and more about, oh my God, like there's so much I have to now rebuild in my life, from friendships to side hustles and all these things that I've worked on building the last couple of years, that I'm like, in a weird way, my mom's plan, as weird as it sounds and as random as it is, I'm like, maybe it would just be nice to go back home and be an ornament to society and write articles on BuzzFeed that only four people are going
to
read.
Does it have to be one or the other? Can you still do radio or podcasting and also write on the side?
I guess I just have like so many jobs that I do. I have my podcast and I'm trying to start this travel. I'm going to kind of leap off what I've been doing with all these female trips that I've been doing and maybe start my own business. And I'm like, it feels like I have 15 jobs and I kind of just want one.
Which one would fulfill you the most? I mean, if money wasn't even an option, which of course it is, but I mean, if you woke up and you were like creating this magical world for yourself tomorrow with a magical job, what would fulfill your heart?
It's tough because I feel like I have so many interests that just whichever one does the best would fulfill me the most. Like I, in a weird way, I think we've all gotten into this industry because we thrive off of other people's approval and success and ratings and money and all of those things, that I can't say that I'd be fully fulfilled doing something if it wasn't a success. And so I'm having this moment of looking back and going, well, what am I actually good at? Am I good at this radio thing, or did I just kind of fall into it? Am I good at writing, or does my mom just think I would be a good writer because she likes the things that I write and she's my mom and she's biased? Or am I good at planning trips and itineraries and hosting people? Is that what I'm good at? So when this all goes away, it'll be very interesting to see what works out for me and what paths open up, because at the end of the day, like, I can think I'm good at things, but really it's kind of the world that tells you what your gifts are and what people are willing to pay you for.
I feel like you're talking to 28-year-old Burton now at my age, and here you go, 58, looking back at 28-year-old Bert, looking back at him, hearing you say that, there has to be something attached, some kind of finish line attached to it, or success attached to it, has really robbed me of this very joy that I've been talking about for the last 2 days. And I hope you don't make that same mistake.
Well, I think there's some merit to working really hard and giving something that's valuable to other people. And I wanted to speak up and say something during the last break, but we were going long and there just wasn't really space to add my two cents. But
what's long anymore?
What are they going to do? What? Fire us? Right. That when we were talking about whether or not you can have work-life balance and enjoy your life, but also work really hard and focus on the outcome, I think sometimes they can't coexist. But I think we've kind of demonized the virtuousness of working hard and providing something to people that's worth something. Like, I know the last 25 years have been really tough and you've been really chasing these ratings, but in doing so, you've really provided a product that people have found a lot of value in. And I hope that you've seen that in your retirement with all these messages and emails and texts coming in saying how valuable the Burt Show has been for people's lives. And because it was so successful, you were able to start Burt's Big Adventure, and think of the impact that's made with all of those families and those kids, and like the hope and the joy that you've brought to them, that even though there's a sacrifice in working hard, at the end of the day, if you quote unquote enjoyed it more, you wouldn't have gotten to produce those things.
Yeah.
And so I'm really trying to go into my next phase of life and seeing this as a finish line, because all I ever thought I would ever do is maybe end up on a big show one day, and that's what I was going to work towards for the rest of my life. And achieving that at 26, I had to start thinking about new dreams. So I'm going to focus on those new dreams and I'm going to try them and enjoy them. But at the end of the day, I think you still got to kind of work hard to see those the fruits of your life come to fruition after working so hard for a period of time.
The fruits of your life come to fruition. Forget about writing.
You really are the great next American author.
Jane Austen right here.
There's got to be something else. How about balloon art?
This is The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.